Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we used to talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know what we're talking about now. We were going to convert our podcast to a Parallel Kingdom podcast. And then 1 week later, they announced that they're closing their doors. So, we're, I guess, still going to run a PK podcast for the remainder of the year. Because a lot of people are not happy about Parallel Kingdoms closing their doors. And a lot of people are confused as to why. Because it's a very simple database and programming. They may have overcomplicated it, and I'm not sure, you know. I don't know, I'm not a programmer. I am a web developer. I am, you know, I am an IT guy. I do web hosting and web development, server work, but I'm not a programmer. One of my business partners is a programmer, so he might have a better idea. But he's busy, and he doesn't have time to waste on a matter such as this. I have a hard time getting him to make time for some of my stuff. He's a busy guy. In fact, he actually, he's really smart. He helped put together Oracle back in the day. And from what I understand, these types of games run Oracle. So, hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Yes. I hope everybody's enjoying themselves.
Yes. Is this David?
Yes. You can't tell if another admin called in?
Well, you sound different. You got a weird echo in the background.
Well, it's because I'm just now leaving Bill and Shirley's, and I'm rolling up the window now to reduce noise.
Yeah, you sound like you're in a tin can.
I'm sorry?
You sound like you're in a tin can.
Alright, let's try that again. Apparently somebody sent me another text message because my phone is haptoticking on me.
It's blowing up.
Yeah, I've got a...
This phone won't let me change the ringtones. It won't let me shut off Hepatic for certain things. One of the worst things is when it's charging, and it's having a hard time charging, and it keeps telling me, zing, you know, it does that, you know, vibrates, and lets me know that it's having trouble charging. And that vibrating takes a lot of juice for it to do. And it'd be best if it just didn't do it.
Yeah, it'd be best if you throw it out the window.
I have been tempted. Anyway, I got it up to 80% charge just before this call. It's down to 79 already. So, we'll see how it goes.
Cool, cool. Well, we have a loyal listener, but I don't know if we're going to have any callers. I've been promoting podcast on Parallel Kingdoms, hoping somebody will call in.
Well, we should make our loyal listener talk.
Make him talk, or walk the plank. Just kidding. Off the plank with you. Just kidding.
Okay, this is non-PK, but somebody dropped a shed on 1481 Road, and the county wants it gone. And they're going to end up paying somebody to remove it. Now, it's kind of broken up and in bad condition, but I'm contemplating coming down and getting it.
This woman is burning my booties in the gay bay.
She's burning who?
In the Bay Area. She's burning my booties.
Oh, your booties? Have you checked out Parallel Dimension?
Well, I went to the Facebook page. It says it's coming soon, but it's not going to be here until, like, 2017.
Spring 2017. Right. And are they plagiarizing on purpose, or?
I have no idea. Zero. Zero is our loyal listener.
Hello, Zero. And I hate to say it, but thank you for the gift I haven't even looked at yet. It's still in the box.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody's listening, I'd actually be kind of happy to receive some little evil toys. It's always a pleasure to kill some more.
Sure, you could sell them for 500 gold.
No, when an evil toy is in the box, only sometimes I get evil toy heads.
I know, but when you open it, you have to kill them, and you get the evil toy after you kill them, you can turn around and sell it.
Sometimes, yeah. It's like, I don't know, for me it's like 1 in 20 of getting a toy.
Oh, okay. Well, you can still sell the box.
Yes. Yes. We will not mention the price.
We will what?
We will not mention the price. I will say this, that it's a well-established fact, for me at least, that hardly anybody in Parallel Kingdom knows anything about economic rules and stuff.
I know, right?
And thus all the strange and weird prices we see for things.
Well, that's why somebody like me can play the market and actually make food and gold on the market, just by buying stuff on the market, selling it on the market.
Yeah. Yeah, you would enjoy Mabinugi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you can do that on Mabinugi, too.
Nice.
My favorite thing on Mabinugi, the programmers are constantly trying to figure out how to put an end to them. But there's all these bots running around, killing creatures and collecting, you know, selling the stuff and collecting gold, all right? Well, mostly what it is it's along the lines of, you know, they actually have people playing, like, World of Warcraft over in China in prison. And they force them to play long hours just to make money so they can turn around and sell it to Americans.
Well, that's what they get for going to prison. Kidding.
Yeah, if you really like your video games, go to prison in China. They will make you play.
There you go.
Do you know how to play Mabinugi? Yes?
Me?
Good.
Oh.
You'll be sitting in that room for 18 hours a day.
Well, you know, as long as they feed you.
Yeah. Actually, for Mabinugi, people set up bots. It's just purely a computer running the character. But, you know, a lot of the games are that way. They have a market where the players buy and sell and trade inside the game. And it's just a matter of figuring out what the prices are and where to get what cheaper, you know. This game probably has the worst market I've ever seen.
Yeah. I'd like to figure out how to sell everything off in real life.
Yeah, well, most games state that that's a... Most of the games will state that that's a prosecutable offense, and they'll turn you over to whoever.
Oh, yeah. I was mostly joking. I ain't got the time or patience to do that. I got so much other stuff going on. In fact, this game has actually been a distraction from my real life being productive. And even though I love the game, part of me is, like, kind of happy that it's going to be over because I'm too addicted to it, and I'm not being as productive as I need to be.
Yeah. Yeah. This is true. But we can take all these games. I've learned things from these games. And you can take the skill you learned from working the market and start applying it real life, which you kind of already do, which is probably why you picked up that market in the first place.
Right. Yeah, I buy, sell, and trade in real life. It was just easier there because people are, you know, people are not treating it like real money.
No, they're not. No.
Yeah.
No, they've never played poker with you.
Right.
This guy, he bought like $1 million worth of poker chips.
Not $1 million worth of poker chips. Come on. Be real.
Well, you can spend $1 million on them, but, you know, the values on them, it's some astronomically large value. One night we dipped into the tub of poker chips.
Yeah, it's a tote. It's a tote full of poker chips. Go ahead.
And he must have put about $10,000 worth of, you know, face value poker chips in front of everybody. And he's putting $1 bets down. You know the man has a good hand when he raises you two.
I know, everybody folds when I, like, raise them 10. You're like, I'm out.
It's like, okay, he had straight flush, or he wouldn't have done that. And he does. He'll raise you one all day long, but he won't bet more than one. Unless he has something really good. And the funny thing is, doing that, he pulls the whole kitty into his pile.
That's because I change it up all the time. That's the way it appears.
For the most part, you only bet one.
For the most part, you're right. But I do change it up, and that throws people off.
Yeah, I tried blowing you out of the game a couple of times, like put down a 50, and you'd kind of look at your hand and think about it, look at your hand again, and then put 50. Which makes me really wonder. It's like, well, what did he got? Does he got a good hand, or is he just trying to stay in? And he must have something, or he wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at playing poker, or Texas Hold'em. Poker's pretty much the same, but it's a little different.
Well, that's true, yeah. We've been playing Texas Hold'em whenever you play, so, yeah. I'm a poker novice. It does, you know, to me, there's really no difference between the two.
Well, there's not, really. I mean, there's just a tiny bit of a difference. I don't
really know
what the difference is. There's no
single cards, you know, but other than that,
so, parallel dimension, that sounds something like it might be something similar.
Well, I couldn't get, I'm on low internet access, right? So, I couldn't get Facebook to load to show me the whole details.
There are no details.
Yeah, well, you're probably right, there's probably no details. But, you know, yeah, it'll probably be another addictive game, and, you know, I'll probably get on there, and I don't know. I've been contemplating about my own Parallel Kingdom replacement, and I'd probably make it a game, a social network, a learning center.
Well, Well, yeah, I would want to make it somewhat real life because, you know, we're more educational-based thinking. So we would make a fun game, you know, something that would be fun and addictive, but we would throw in education, some educational stuff. So people would learn inadvertently.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't even really know they're learning. Yeah.
Right. So we'll be unbrainwashing people.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, some of the people would catch on and go, oh, wait a minute, I can do this in real life. You know, and then they'll go do it. And they'll be gone from the game for a couple of months. And the reason they'll be back, is because we're not going to learn. What do you see? So, you know, it'd be a game, a wiki. Quite frankly, you know, I'd be social engineering with the game. You know, whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, I got to call George tomorrow and tell him I can't start his lawnmower.
Uh-oh, you're in trouble now.
I know. It would make working on the fence so much easier, too, if I could have it running. But I can't get it running. So.
Why don't you use that oil cleaning stuff that I bought for our lawnmower on his lawnmower?
Now, where do I pour that? Does that go into the oil or into the gas tank or?
Oil.
The what?
Read the bottle. I think it goes into the oil.
Okay. Anyway, I'll call you tomorrow and ask you about that so our listeners don't have to listen to these details. But anybody listening who wants to hop in and.
Yeah. Well, they can't actually hear right now. We got to upload it after the fact.
Yeah, well, you know. Just hoping somebody else calls in. Are you only advertising how much?
I've got about 10 or 20 signs out there, and then anybody who buys my stuff, I'm dumping all my stuff on the market. Well, not everything. Everything that I don't need. Everything I don't think I'll need in the next month, I'm dumping on the market.
Yeah.
So,
well, Tom Perry was hiding in his cabin for a while, moping, feeling sorry for himself, hiding from the rampages that are going on. Then decided, I need sulfur. And so I'm off in the Atlantic Ocean right now gathering sulfur. Every once in a while, I run across a buoy that somebody had lit on fire, so I contact the owner and ask to be friends so that I might repair it. So, you know, anybody listening after the fact, you got buoys on fire? If you see somebody trying to friend you, you know, now's the time to accept it. What's the worst that could happen? A month of them taking advantage of you?
That's true. I need to go to the Bay Area and save my buoys.
Yeah, you know. So, you know, now's the time to make friends, you know, because the world's coming to an end.
Yeah, they destroyed my body.
Yeah, I said something about that in help chat, and everybody just ignored me.
This player's a powerful player, so they can destroy a buoy really quick. And
yeah.
1 minute to destroy one of my buoys.
I don't know what happened. I'm still working on Aurora. As a matter of fact, I've cranked up Aurora big time. I am going to get Aurora all the way up to Greenfield, one way or another. I don't know how I'm going to get around Mount Vernon. I know I can carve a path through it, but I'd prefer to go around it. But there's players in the way that I need to contact and say, hey, can you please get out of my way? I mean, I know the end of the world's coming soon, and I might as well just bomb the hell out of you, but I'd rather ask.
Right, we're not alcoholic.
Yeah. You know, so. Can you hear me better now that I'm parked and no longer running the engine?
Yes.
Beautiful.
The Beautiful.
Yeah. And I'll probably fire up my other device, and I actually need to go to Aurora and build some new city sections since I freed some up with the other character. And I really need to get a hold of some food so I can make some more you know, for the life of me, I still don't know what they're called. Where you make firebomb golems.
Oh, siege factories.
Yeah, I need to make some more siege factories. I never got around to it earlier. You know?
I'm running stone golems right now.
So, yeah, I'm kind of going back, reneging my promise to give you all my food so you can buy more signs.
That's fine.
Oh, by the way, that was really cool when you sent me the screenshot of the fact that you put another sign next to the where to find sulfur mines. Yeah, folks,
oh,
if you need sulfur, all you pyromaniacs out there, what is it? Well, go to Uganda. That's one place. The other place, where did I start out from there on the Atlantic?
Well, the places that I found sulfur, tons of it, is in the Gulf of Mexico. The other Gulf is called, but it's outside of Nigeria. I've got a rock shrine right outside of Bass, Nigeria.
Yeah, Brass. That's Nigeria.
Yeah, Brass, Nigeria. And that'll take you to a buttload of sulfur. I mean, there is like
just
tons.
Just curious, does Brass have a sky dock? I don't think it did.
I don't know, because I don't fly that often, so I don't pay that much.
No, but for people who don't have direct contact with you, well, okay. If you can get a hold of Doc Harry or DD&D or Kano, for that matter, we can ferry you there. You know, we can, you know, give you an invite to those places, and then it's up to you to make sure that you get that into your into your estate list and proceed. But
that, or
yeah.
I've got Rock Shrine tickets on the market.
Now, probably the old players already know this, but I pretty well came to the conclusion, if you can head out onto the ocean, you are going to run across sulfur mines.
Pretty much. We figured that out pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, at first you thought, and you probably still did, that somebody must be seeing them from a long ways because they got a beeline from sulfur mine to sulfur mine to sulfur mine. And I'm looking at it, I'm going, no, they're just making a beeline. And along the line, they ran into sulfur mines. And if at any point you decide to branch off, you'd probably run into just as many.
Probably. there is probably some trick to be able to see further and be able to see the sulfur mine or see the mines better outside of the circle.
Yes,
but,
and we just haven't played long enough to have discovered that secret, and now they're taking the game away from us.
Yeah, well, our king's been playing forever. I mean, he's maybe not the most powerful player in the game, but he's up there in the top, I don't know, 100. Most powerful players in the game.
I did see Buwak mentioned many, many, many times in the various chats that I'm logged into the channels. I got the global chat on, I've got the help chat on, I've got the trade chat on. And for whatever reason, his name kept popping up in all the different chats for a while. And that's our team. So
maybe he's doing that instead of playing.
I don't know. People were talking about him. It wasn't like he was. Yeah, it wasn't like he was speaking. It was people talking about him.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
Good matter. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not politically savvy, so I couldn't really figure it out. It's like, ugh.
Couldn't figure out if they were talking bad about him.
Not really. Somebody said we have Buwak. And I went to look at what kingdom they came from, and they weren't ours, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's the one I followed up on. I couldn't make heads or tails out of that statement.
Well, they're probably friends with him.
Yeah, probably.
You know, he's playing forever. He knows a lot of people. Him and Jazz both know a lot of people.
Yep. Yep. So
we stumbled into a very good kingdom.
Well, we had no choice. It was the only one that was based on local people.
Yeah, otherwise we would have created our own, but we ain't even got that far yet.
No. No. I have come to the conclusion of the South Pole has next to nobody on it. You get out there far enough, and there's just nobody out there. I'm pretty sure I was close to somebody's kingdom because I saw two people in one day.
I found two I found two kingdoms in northern Missouri, but they look like they were abandoned.
Yeah, somebody created them, and yep.
Yeah, I don't know how you would attack a kingdom because you can't attack a castle unless maybe you have siege weapons. I don't know. I don't siege anybody or even try to.
I have
a couple. Well, I blowed up Doe Cherry stuff because you wanted me to. You're old player.
Yeah. Yeah. And I still need to get I still need to get my siege equipment up from Aurora from DD&D because my siege equipment doesn't seem to work in Eldo. So yeah, I don't know. So I can't do anything. Not that it matters anymore. I mean, if I make a siege factor, I'll just build it wherever I have to because it's like, you know, the end is near. It doesn't need to be organized anymore.
True that.
Organized chaos.
Chaos.
Talking about being productive, I'm supposed to be at work 8-ish tomorrow.
Good.
So, if this podcast goes for 3 hours, I would appreciate a wake-up call in the morning. Not that it'll do anything.
6:30. No, I gotta be at my delivery at 6:30. I'll be getting up at like 5:30 in the morning. So, time do you want me to call you?
It doesn't matter. I won't have the phone anywhere near me, and I'll probably have it shut off anyway, so it'll charge. So.
Idiot.
Asking you for something ain't gonna happen anyway.
Right.
Oh my. Oh, me, oh, my. Okay, what's going on here?
Well, I'm being productive. I'm working on my taxes. My theft, working on getting some of my theft back.
Yes.
From the thieves. Getting my money back from the thieves. Too bad the thieves' oil won't work on them.
It will when the plague hits.
Oh, yeah.
Just make sure they don't have any.
I know that's right. Wait a minute. Here's a letter from Prepper. Maybe I didn't catch this.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was kind of funny. You had a conversation in Kingdom Chat.
No. Yeah.
Prepper said a couple of things, and then Kano responded.
She sent me a copy of the money order she sent me for $350 for the work that I did on her house.
Woohoo. So she paid you back. So.
Basically. Yeah, I'm in the red right now, but she's asking me to tell her how much money she owes me, and I haven't got around to it. I'm been too busy playing the game.
Yeah. And I thought I played it a lot.
Yeah.
Your excuse, though, is you're driving. Okay, that's not right. What happened?
So, parallel dimension.
Yeah, I really don't know anything about it. Would like to, but... Oh, that's wrong. Why did I do that? Oh, that was stupid. I got reading files again.
Yeah, not there. Happy Valley's on fire. It looks like they're trying to destroy Happy Valley. The hub.
Well, it'll be interesting how many items I get back.
I mean,
if they burn the hub, do your items burn, or they just suddenly spill out all over the place?
God, that was horrible.
Horrible and wonderful at the same time.
Grab! Maybe that's why everybody's hanging out there. They're waiting for it to blow up so they can get all the spoils.
Vultures! They're all just vultures!
Damn vultures. Yeah, so if you're a member of Happy Valley, go save Happy Valley.
Yeah!
Watch
it be members of Happy Valley that are burning it down.
That'd be messed up. I tried repairing it, but it wouldn't let me because I'm not a member of the city.
So you can't even be a friend.
Mm-mm.
You can't even be a friend and do it then.
I can't be a friend of the city. I don't think that would work. That'd be cool. Maybe we should put that in our game. Well, your game. I don't know that I would have time to do it.
Oh, I'm sure if it made money, you'd have time.
True, but I don't have the expertise. I don't have the know-how. Of course, I can learn.
Honestly, I don't either. It'd be a learning curve. I'd probably start out very basic. Probably the first thing I'd do is create a goat and figure out how to move it on Google Maps.
Right.
You know, because that's really kind of the first thing to do is figure out how to move a character around on, well, actually, I'd use Open Streets, but, you know, how to move it around on the map, you know. Now, from there, it's just a matter of adding things. But... You got to figure out how to make, because, you know, you can edit, you know, Google Maps and put your little figurines and stuff like that on it, but they don't make figurines that you can move around, all right? So, oh, now wouldn't that be a trip if that's exactly what Parallel Kingdoms figured out to do, and really what we're doing is we're doing... They're my map of Parallel Kingdom.
No habla.
Just a huge speculation that's completely off the wall. But you know how on Google Maps you can do a mind map, right? And you can share it with other people.
Oh, okay.
All right. So... What if they figured out how to make their little icons mobile and move around?
That'd be cool.
And maybe that's why they're shutting down. Because Google Maps got tired of all the bandwidth being used up on their site by the game.
Probably.
Oh.
Who knows?
Yeah, I'm full of it. I doubt that's the answer.
We'll never really know, I don't think. You know, unless somebody leaks the information, and even then we probably won't really know.
Yeah. Well, Mayor Thayer, King Futura, whatever.
Yeah, King, yeah.
He claims to know something. Yeah, he didn't really give a hint what it was, but you know, he was advertising for his big, you know, whatever, 40 million gold and whatever, you know, being thrown out for this hunt that he does. And you know, he mentioned he's going to let out his secret that he's known for whatever. You know. So he lets out that secret. Whatever it is, how are we going to know it's true?
True.
How will we be able to verify it? How will we be able to even consider it?
Well, I guess we won't. You just have to take the guy's word and reputation for it. You know, I don't really know how good his reputation is. You said that he advertises that they've got the lowest prices at there, and
yeah, it's not always true.
Not always true. However,
I understand he's trying to hype it up in order to make Thayer a good place, and I like Thayer. You know, so. But I just take it as, you know, a typical fallacy.
Well, the prices are better because you have less tax.
Yes. Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know that they're better or not.
Yeah, see, now that's something else. Where does all that tax money go?
Right.
You know, your city goes to the trouble of building a trade hub. Does it see one dime of all those gold pieces being sucked off?
That'd be cool if it did. Maybe that's why he's so rich, because he gets that 5% tax.
Well, then the guy in Happy Valley would be even more richer, because he's getting three times as much from a bigger sales base.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a mayor of a city, and I haven't been able to see if the mayor gets to make any money off the hub.
Probably not, but all the same.
It probably gets converted into, like, city coins or something.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And that might be something you can do in your game or whatever. Somebody else can do in their game.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't put in an automated tax system, because I kind of agree that tax is theft.
Right. We don't like tax. Taxation without representation.
Now, see, I probably have something like advertisements on the login screen. All right? And, you know, ways to speed up your game. But, honestly, I'd pretty much make it so you could play the game for free if you wanted to.
Well, Parallel Kingdom, you can play it for free if you want to.
Yeah, sort of.
If you know how to play the market.
Yeah, sort of. But, you know, you basically you have to plunder people who don't know better in order to achieve that.
Plunder people? Not really. For example, well, there's people that put stuff on the market cheap. All right. For example, well, I accidentally put a weapon or a shield or something on the market for 100% less than what I was going to put it on the market for.
Ouch.
Yes, and then that one time I sold that food, remember I accidentally sold it for, what did I sell? I sold one food for 100 gold by accident, or no, 200, I don't remember what it was. It was really cheap. I sent a copy to you and Jazz was like, I'll take some if you're going to sell it that cheap. It was an accident. It was a typo. But, I mean, you know, so there you got that to consider. You know, people do typos. Selling something cheap by accident. And then, you know, you just have people selling stuff cheaper. And it's, you know, not at the market rates. And that's what I look for. It's like, for example, I'll buy something. Yeah, I'll just compare the rates, you know, what I think gold is worth per food and what food is worth per gold. And
right. If
I find something that's more value than what it's priced for, I'll buy it and turn around and sell it for the average norm that is on the market. So I'm not cutting the market. I'm going with the market. But I'm buying up stuff that's cheap. And I get messages. And actually, Parallel Kingdom and maybe even the mayors of the towns, I don't know who posts them, but they post stuff on there all the time for cheaper.
Right.
And
King Futura does. Yeah, Yeah, I've seen you post one of the awards he gave you. He said, yeah, congratulations, you found the deal of the day.
Yes. So every day, or almost every day, whatever, I don't know, they put up deals. And if you find them, you can make money off of them, gold or food.
And his whole intention by doing that is to get people to use his market. So, okay, he's succeeding. He got you.
He's got me.
He's got you.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid to use Happy Valley now because Happy Valley's under fire.
Under fire? It's on fire!
Well, Happy Valley's on fire, but, I mean, the hub's not on fire yet.
No. Well, how many hit points does it have?
I don't know. I'm not there. Let me check. There's so many people surrounding it, it's hard to get a you know what I mean.
My face hurts. I used my straight razor to shave today.
Yeah, it's killing me. Never say your face hurts. You're
it
opening
does
the door hurt. To say, yeah, it's killing me.
Yeah, right, my face hurts.
It hurts me, too. Okay, let's see here. There it is. There's so many people in front of it. All right, hit points. 199,395 hit points. It's going down. Not by much, but it's going down. It was more than that the last time I checked.
Well, that's going to accelerate as people get into it.
Yeah, but it'll decelerate as people repair it. But there's a lot of people standing outside the hub.
Are they standing outside the hub, or are they, you know, participants in the repair, demolition, whatever?
Don't know.
So, yeah, one of my projects was to visit every city on the Ozark Plateau that was viable in the game. And I think I made it to about a dozen counties. So I'm just under 10% of my goal. I am not going to make it.
I figured out what the S is. The
What's
cost
the
of repair is one wood and one stone.
S for stone. Yeah. All right. I'm logging in.
I see that.
ED&D is making his presence known, or its presence known. How do you call an organization a he or she?
Oh, hey, this guy's got bat wings. That's what you need.
Batman.
He disappeared.
Yeah, what was that big spider thing that you showed me a picture of?
Oh, that was me. I got spider armor.
You got spider armor? So now you got spider legs?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I got a good deal on it in the market. Somebody had it.
Is that
like...
how you scared the hell out of that one guy?
Yeah, he attacked Trapper. Because she didn't speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Saying stuff in Spanish, and she kept saying, I don't understand. And so he attacked her. So she left. And then I came in and to the invite, and then she took Kano, she took me there, and he was still there. Oh, no, she went back to his invite, because he invited her there.
Okay. So you accepted her invite. And then she accepted his invite again because he hadn't closed it off yet.
Yeah. So we attacked him back. And then once he took him a minute to figure out, he kept attacking both of us. And that's when I figured out he was a real noob. He wasn't a restart like some people. He had very little gold. He had just started like a couple days ago.
Only to find out the game's going away.
The game's going away. And then he attacks Prepper, and then this giant red spider comes out of nowhere, and he's like, ah! He goes and runs in his house.
Oh! And then you show up. Now you show up with
with the king. If I showed up with the king, he would be even more scared. But anyways, but yeah, I hardly attacked him because you know you have to wait for them to go Argo anyways.
Right. And he probably doesn't know that, so he ran anyway.
Well, yes and no. Sometimes he tried to attack us.
Which makes him aggressive, so you can attack him.
When he realized he couldn't defeat us, he quit attacking us. But then he was attacking other things around us, and so when he went red, we attacked him again. We just punished him for attacking us. And actually, Prepper's pretty weak, too. And she was stronger than him, even.
Ouch.
Of course, she's got better weapons, because I gave her better weapons. But still, I mean, I'm kind of noob. And even my weapons
I have a level 3 character that's taking out epic creatures because of the armor you gave me.
Yeah, my old armor.
Yeah.
That's basically what I gave her was my old armor. In fact, if you want a honed dragon scale mail armor.
What color is it?
It's white.
Oh. I don't know. They kind of go against my black theme that I got going on with the other character. I finally got the leather armor up to a level that I can actually kind of use it.
Oh, right. You want to look like a noob. Very powerful noob. Well, that's basically what Pepper's doing, too, sort of. She's got, I gave her 2 gear memory scrolls.
So I bet your Doc Mary would take it. He doesn't care what he looks like.
There you go. It's on the market right now, but when it comes back, I'll give it to you. If it comes back, but I'm sure it will. I got it on the market for fair market value. I bought it. That's the one that I was freaking out trying to get because it was half price.
Right.
And I put all my stuff on the market, everything, trying to get 1 million gold. And I had to borrow 100,000 gold from Jazz. And then the next morning, I was a millionaire, like a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get it before it was off the market because it was like half price. So I put it back on the market now for regular price so I make a profit on it.
Yeah.
Make
and
some
for that, you can give it to me.
Huh?
And for all that, you're just going to give it to me.
Well, yeah. You're my bro. Or something like that.
All right. We got to pick out at least 2 more local churches to go to on a regular basis. So, like, there's the Mormon church, there's the church on the hill. We need 2 more. I think I know which one. There's one south of town where they invited me a couple times. They look kind of newish group. And
they're noobs?
Yeah, they're noobs. They're Christian noobs.
Christian noobs. So why do you want to go to these different churches?
Well, to make some regular contacts. And in an effort to actually practice my religion, you know, I know I need to get my act better under control, but ultimately I should be giving out about 10% of my efforts to others. And part of that is, you know, if I go to a church which is supposed to be doing that in the first place, but they don't, they turn things over to Uncle Sam to do things, you know. And I ask them, hey, you got any widows or orphans that need a hand?
Oh, right.
You know? And that'll be like, huh? What are you talking about? Well, that's the duty of Christians. We're supposed to take care of the widows and the orphans. That's the duty of the church. So I've got some time on my hands that, you know, I've worked for myself 100 hours. For 90 hours, I owe God 10 hours. So
yeah, there's actually places where people have been complaining because Uncle Sam is punishing the church for doing their duty.
Yeah. That's
not
I'd
right.
I'd rather be a member of one of those churches is being punished for that.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they are. I think they were in bigger cities. Hey, here's my medical card that I'll never probably ever use because I don't subscribe to modern medicine.
You know, short of fractured skull, broken legs, whatever. Broken leg, I might not go to the hospital.
Well, yeah, I would go for an emergency like that, but that's about it.
Fractured skull, I'd probably go to the hospital. But as soon as I could walk, not as soon as they said I could go, as soon as I could walk, I'd be leaving.
I'd be running.
Yeah.
Walk. Don't walk, run.
It's like,
yeah,
you know what?
But they're not good at keeping you alive afterwards.
Yeah, it's like, well, they're good at keeping you sick. That's what they're good at.
Right. They're good at keeping you, barely keeping you alive so they can make money off of you.
Yeah, that too. And so, you know, so my response would be is, you know, listen, probably take me the rest of my life, but send me the bill. So I'm leaving now. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not paying for any procedures you did that I deemed unnecessary. So, you know, if you're giving me lots of drugs and stuff like that that kept me asleep, you know, I'm not giving you the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know. Depends on what it is. Yeah, it would be up to your discretion.
It'd be up to my discretion. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, this whole communist care argument, everybody's like, we need a fair, whatchamacallit for, you know, people who can't afford insurance, blah, blah, blah. We already have
that. You know why doctors used to make house calls?
Well, no, but when I was poor, I went to the hospital all the time and never had to pay the bill.
Somebody did.
The hospital did. Well, that's why it's so freaking expensive in the first place. That's why, you know,
the hospital didn't pay the bill.
Well, no.
They extracted it out of your neighbor.
Right. But what I'm trying to say is, when I was broke and didn't have money and had to go to the hospital because I subscribed to modern medicine back in the day, I was broke. I didn't have the money to pay for it. And they never, you know, they bugged me for a little bit about it, but I told them I was broke and didn't have, you know, couldn't afford to pay for it. And they wrote it off, but basically, yeah, they charged the next guy. Well, that's the same thing that communist care does, is charge the next guy. Only thing is now there's another middleman making profit off of it. So,
yeah.
Before, the next guy paid for it, so it was kind of a communal thing, sort of. But now the government says, oh, we need to get our hands in that pocket so we can make some money off of this. And so now you're going to pay more for the same thing that we was getting before.
Yep. Well, that's why I asked you. Why were doctors making house calls before?
Why?
And the reason they were making house calls before is because they didn't have a guaranteed income. Now they have a guaranteed income. And it's a high-value guaranteed income. Doctors themselves used to be affordable for the individual to hire the services of. Now you can't.
Right.
Why? Well, because they artificially inflated the hospital prices by putting all the affordable care, you know, initiatives in.
Right.
So
I have some notes on what I needed to make Dear Memory Scroll and Chopping Gloves.
Okay.
I mean, it's still, you know, the same items, but the price is probably different. Basically, whenever the king made these for me, the value of Dear Memory Scroll was $621,722 gold. Now,
how much did the components cost you?
Huh?
And how much did the components cost?
Well, that's how much they cost. 100 stone core sparks or something like that. I forgot what they're called. 100 of those was 184,000 gold. 50 platinum. That's where that's you know, that was the big hitter right there. Was 50 platinum. 220,000 gold, and then 10 parchments. Which actually, the 10 parchments was pretty close to the same as the 50 platinums. It's 217,722 gold. So actually, the parchments are pretty expensive too. I'm actually collecting parchments now because the Egyptian cat woman is the one who carries the parchments.
Oh, okay.
Right, now that I'm a platinum member, platinum's not that expensive anymore because I get 10 platinum a day. Till tomorrow, I'll probably get, how many platinums did we figure out I'm going to get? Like 1,750 platinums tomorrow?
Over 1,500.
Yeah.
All in one good shot. But so will everybody else. Which is going to mess up the market. It can't mess up the market because what's going on the market?
Right. Well, platinum will be probably cheaper on the market. That's why I got my platinum on the market right now.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm looking at receipts because I'm doing my taxes. I'm trying to figure out what this receipt, these two receipts are. Oh, I know what they are. Ice.
More strange receipts I left you?
Huh?
Some more strange receipts I left you?
No. It's the ice that I had to get for the fridge while I was in town.
Oh.
My picture was in the shop. So I'm going to write it off on the farm. Ice. Maybe. Bum, 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 ba-da-dum, bum. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. All right, these stags are about to kill my boar. Good
boar!
It took 20 stags from vicious to epic to kill this one epic boar. So it's kind of a good thing they killed it. Because now I only have to deal with the, with the last stag. Because I don't think I could have killed that boar.
Yeah, I did the boar thing that you was talking about.
That's pretty cool. It's like having extra minions.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think it was all that cool because they don't jump like minions do. I mean, not minions, like crawlers do.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't. No, they don't. Crawlers are kind of good as a shield, but they're not, they don't actively attack things for you. They're already attacking you.
Diamond L-Track fence, is that the feed store in Fair Play?
That might be.
Okay.
Yeah, Diamond L.
Diamond L.
Yeah, well, why don't you call it Jim and ask him?
Call Jazz and ask him?
Yes.
I think it is. It's the only place in Fair Play we go anyway, right?
Yeah. That diner is supposed to be pretty good. It's new.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to ask him. I found a receipt for that location. So I wasn't sure if it was for the farm or for what. Make
it was fun while it lasted.
You need to put notes on these receipts so I know how to file them.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all good. I'll figure it out eventually. Small engine repair. That one's easy to figure out. Okay.
This T-Booty. So is it going to shut forever? Is there anything else like this to play? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Frown.
Yeah, I'm hoping somebody takes it over. Okay, I'm done with my taxes, so. That's a boring thing to be finished with. Yeah, the game's a whole lot more fun than doing taxes.
I told the mayor of Longyearbyen about it. He goes, "Oh, is that podcast where they have some computer voice reading the last?"
Oh, I did that for a podcast, but I guess. Yeah, see, people didn't listen to all of them. They only listened to that one because that was the first one on the list for the day that they went there. Now
no,
there's three.
She ignored me because it was. Oh. I told her, well, listen to a different one.
Yeah.
You should probably remove that one from the network. That is probably unnecessary, and it messes people up.
You're not listening to me.
All right, fine. I'll listen, then tell you that.
Listen, because I'm pinch my day. Okay. Now, the day of the announcement, I converted it to an audio and put it on the podcast. But the Sunday before, we had our prelude to our PK podcast, but nobody listened to that. Maybe not nobody. You know, she obviously didn't listen to that.
Right.
Or any of the ones that were prior. There's a whole list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 podcasts per page. So she just listened to the one. Anyway, so since then, I put up two more, and now we're recording another, so there will be three more. So it's going down on the list. Yeah. And after we got 10 podcasts, it'll be gone from the list. It'll be in the archives, and, you know, whatever.
Right.
So, but people have to be smarter than the computer. That's the problem.
Okay, this is a little disturbing to see you having a conversation with yourself. I understand that.
Right.
I've done similar.
Yes.
I'm reading Kingdom messages.
Yeah, well, I'm still keeping that on a download just in case they keep the game going.
Sorry.
So shut up.
Are you in Argentina right now?
Not anymore.
Because you got two invites in the kingdom there.
Yeah, but they don't work anymore. It's been so long they've expired.
Okay. All right, so that's all the kingdom is.
I don't know how long they last, but I know they don't last that long.
All righty, so I'm going to walk my dog again. Yeah, I let my dog get killed yesterday and couldn't walk it anymore. What's up with that? Why did I have to wait 6 hours to walk my dog?
6 hours!
Not only do they really need to know the strategy, but I always send my dog home as soon as they get wherever I land.
Right, but your dog only has an hour. So it's like, that's why you need more than one pet. I love my spider.
Can you walk your spider?
You can.
And it'll take you strange places?
Yeah, I think you can walk all of your pets.
I want a pet rock. I want a pet rock then.
Yes, I have a rock also.
I want to walk my rock.
Walk your rock. Yeah, I the food that I earned on the market, I turned around and spent on upgrading all my pets, or all the pets that I could potentially get. I haven't figured out how to get a pet wolf or a pet boar, but I have enough pets to basically help me fight as an extra minion almost all day long. Not all day long, because I only got like 5 pets, so it's only good for 5 hours, but I don't play 5 hours straight.
That's effectively all day long.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, but I'm not always using them. I only use them to fight. So, yeah, I can potentially go all day and always have a pet by my side helping me fight. But now, I don't need the pets so much because I've got my trolls. But you can't give your pets to somebody else. I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never really liked that role in games. Yeah, I think Baba Nuki, I got 5 horses in Baba Nuki and an eagle and I forget what else. Mostly I use them for extra storage because, you know, their thing is storage, being able to store things. And you don't want to buy a house in Baba Nuki. You have to pay rent on it all the time or you lose it.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And you lose all your stuff when you lose the house.
Oh, that sucks no more.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, it's wow. You can't really own property in Baba Nuki.
Oh, that's kind of like real life.
Yeah.
The New World Order, if you don't pay your taxes, they come and take your crap.
Yeah, basically.
Take everything you own.
If they can find it and determine that it really is yours, that's why it's important not to really own anything.
How do you not really own anything?
That's where trust come into play.
Oh, right.
And that's...
But you got to do a trust that's not through the New World Order.
This is true. And I saw one gentleman, and he gave me enough information. I'm intrigued, but I want to see the details. Basically, he's part of a trust, and he's not allowed to tell anybody. This is the rules of the trust. He's not allowed to tell anybody who's the grantor, the benefactor, et cetera, et cetera. So they pull him in court, and they want to know that information. I'm not allowed to tell you.
That's classified.
It'd be in violation of the trust for me to tell you.
So they threw him in prison.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, they might do something like that, but, you know, still, that's the nature of the talk, you know. Like, if I tell you,
yeah.
If I tell you, you're not going to get anything anyway because they'll kick me out of the trust. You know?
True.
And then I'll be in debt to them so much that even if I make money, you're not going to get anything. Because that's part of the trust. That's part of the agreement for the trust. That if I violate it, then I'll owe the trust so much money that even God wouldn't be able to collect on me.
God would always be able to collect on you.
Well, if you violated the trust. I think I'm being attacked by trolls. They're just sneaky and sneedious, and they're off screen, outside the dotted line.
Yeah, I have 5 pets, yep. And then I have 3 trolls. I thought you could have 5 trolls, but I guess you could only have 3.
I don't know. It's kind of weird to have pet trolls. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I think they're cool.
The bad boy banishing point. All right?
What about it?
When I first landed there, all these minions kept popping up there, popping up there. And I'd see these trolls with this fabulous armor and great weapons. And so I said, I don't care if I die 100 times. I want to drop one of those. And so I'd kill them. And you know what the stuff does when they die?
Yeah, because it's in their inventory, so you can't.
It goes back to the owner's inventory. Damn it.
You don't go back there. It stays there.
I know. It's just there. All I did was destroy the thing that it was equipped to. But that's not right. That piece of inventory is right there at the bad boy vanishing point. It should stay there. If the wearer doesn't exist anymore, the item should be right there waiting to be picked up. Darn
it.
That would be awesome to the people who killed them. I can understand why they didn't put that in the game rules, though.
Yeah. I did an experiment and dropped all my backpacks. Oh, my gosh. That was scary.
How many items fell?
All of them.
I can't drop all my backpacks in one shot. I've got level 0, level 1, level 2, level 3, all the way up to, I think, level 8.
Well, I can't neither. Let's see what I got. Do-do-do-do-do. I've got 1 level 11, 1 level 10.
What a horrible waste of gold.
I was leveling them up because I've got 1,218 level 5 backpacks.
I know.
And then I had a whole bunch of level 6 backpacks. So what I've been doing was I've been leveling up the level 6s and see how high they would go. And just, you know, I got 5 more level 6s to up to, or 5 more level 6s, so I was going to just level up one at a time to see how high they would go.
Oh, they'd probably let you level them all the way up to 100, but it would cost you a fortune.
Yeah.
Because every time it costs you more to level it up.
I think the max is probably 25, because that seems to be the norm.
And how many spaces do you gain every time you level up a backpack?
The same, but the thing of it is the backpack takes up space also. So if you level up the backpack,
right,
you get double space.
Well, the backpack itself takes up 1 space. Mm-hmm. And when you level it up, you gain how many spaces?
That I don't know. I haven't been paying that much attention.
Yeah, it's go ahead and level one up and find out.
Oh.
It's the same. No matter what level it is, you gain the same amount of space.
Oh, okay. I'll make a backpack because I don't have any gold. I have 1,000.
All right. I'll level up one of my backpacks right now. Right now, I have 1,681 capacity.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay.
And let's come down to this. My friend gave me 800 kilograms worth of capacity in backpacks.
Yeah.
Did I mention my friend's name?
Well, I've got 13. I can carry 13,678 kilograms.
That's about eight times what I can carry.
Well, I had more backpacks, but I've been selling all my stuff, so I've been selling backpacks too.
Okay. 1681. I'm upgrading one, level zero backpack to level one. It's going to cost me 100 gold. How many? One. Okay. So 1681 becomes 1682. Now, it costs you 100 gold to upgrade a level zero. Let me go. Here's my level six. Sitting all by itself. It costs 3,000 to upgrade it. But you're only going to gain one space for doing that.
1 kilogram, maybe.
1 kilogram. That's all you're going to gain.
All right, hang on. I got a level one. I'm going to level it up to level two.
It costs you 200, and you're only going to get 1 kilogram extra space for it.
678. You're right. 679. But see, the backpack alone takes 1 kilogram.
I understand.
So the backpack... Okay, so the backpack alone, a zero backpack probably will let you carry 2 kilograms.
Okay, every backpack that you pick up, every level zero backpack you pick up will give you 3 more units that you can carry.
Oh, okay.
So,
hang on.
And since the backpack itself... Say again?
Hang on, I'm going to drop one backpack. 679. Yeah, 3. Okay. So basically...
But when you dropped it, you gained 1 kilogram of stuff that you weren't carrying.
I gained 3 kilograms.
Did you look at your inventory weight?
Oh. Right. I lost 1 kilogram there.
And gained 3 on the other. So effectively, at level 0, every level 0 you pick up gives you 2 extra spaces to carry stuff in. 2 extra kilograms. All right. Adding 100 gold to that gives you 1 more space.
Right. But you can't just, you know, find a buttload of level zero backpacks.
No, you can't, but if they're selling them, you know, look at the relative prices. More than likely, the zeros will be the better deal because you'll get 2 units of space instead of just, you know, for the bank for your buck. You know.
Yep, the same girl's burning a flag now in the Bay Area.
She must be a conservative.
It said flag, and then it says buoy. Oh, buoy. Okay, no, she burned 2 of my buoys. Hey, somebody just bought my Gulf of Mexico Rock Shrine ticket for 11 food.
Oh, boy.
That's the going rate, 10, 11 food.
I got 20 Rock Shrine tickets. Oh, so the markets are working. I got 20 Rock Shrine tickets to Antarctica. You want me to hand them over to you to sell?
Ah, Tuma Salt is burning my sign again.
I've got Jericho Springs. I've got Abandoned, and I've got Antarctica. If you stop by and visit me, I'll give you all of them. You can sell them in the market. Whatever food you get out of them, you can use for signs.
I'm going back to Argentina, so... because this dude that attacked Prepper is now burning my sign that I put that says, attack us again and we will destroy you.
Oh, you're the one that put that up.
Yes.
But you can't read that.
Oh,
so you have to run it through Google Play. You have to run it through Google Translate and put the sign up. It'll probably say some god-awful thing that doesn't mean what you meant, but...
I went to Google Translator and translated it and posted it in English and in Spanish.
Right, but honestly, take the Spanish translation, run it through Google Translate again, and see what it comes out in English.
Yeah, well, he came to me and said, peace, peace, don't burn my casa, or don't destroy my casa. So I was like, okay, fine, we'll make peace. And now he's burning my sign again.
Okay.
Well, actually, he attacked Prepper. And so I went to learn him a lesson, if you will. So, going back to Argentina, sending Kingdom message. I'll make sure I do an invite this time. Send
me an invite. And
going back to Argentina, this guy is burning my sign.
Hold on, let me make a let me turn this into a rock shrine, because I'm a little bit further south than I was before. But first I gotta harden this flag.
Attached is an invite. It said invoice. Stupid voice text.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Got a new kingdom message.
Kingdom message. It'll cost me less feathers if I go to my city first.
So what I'll do is I'll put up a war camp, and then I'll bring in my stuff from Aurora.
Calling minion. Calling all trolls. Calling all trolls. You can only call one troll per minute, so you gotta see if this is the right location.
Antarctica.
Bang.
Antarctica 5.
Okay, it's not that one.
Alrighty.
Not that one. It's not that one. There it is.
Wow,
right,
it's only a one wall feather that he put there.
Hey.
That's fun.
I repaired it. Yay, it went out. The last time I repaired it, it didn't go out right away.
Okay, where is his house?
Oh, he relocated.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
he packed up. What?
Do you know where he relocated to?
Nah. Actually, hang on. I could find out. Go to
Yeah,
Memphis.
Where he relocated to. I'm going to build a war camp right next to it.
Let's see here. View profile. He moved to, I cannot pronounce it, TLALNEPANTLA, Mexico.
Okay. Google map it and see how close it is.
Oh, yeah.
He probably lives there in real life.
He probably, well, he either lives there or close to this location in real life. TLALNEPA.
Probably just down Chile Road.
I know. MX from Mexico.
Or maybe it's down this railroad. Oh, the railroad splits. I noticed Mexico does not have very well organized roads, and sometimes they tittle down to nothing.
Ah, it's in a big city. All right, so, and we are where?
This place is called T-U-E-R-T-O. Tuerto. Tuerto?
Oh, okay, he is just outside of Mexico City. Let's go directions. Here we go. I'll get directions. V-E-N-A-D-O.
Ask for an invite to Mexico City.
Yeah, I'll do that if it's too far away. Mexico.
Holy smokes, you show up with all your... Oh, no, those are trolls at the troll hut.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool having that many trolls.
I was like, whoa, you show up with that many, he's going to...
Yeah, he kept running into his house and trying to hide. I took out one of his flags. Okay, this city does not exist in Google Maps, the one that we're at right now. Let me take out the first word, do the second word. There!
Yeah, you're
okay.
Doing him a favor. If you keep attacking him, he's going to hate this game.
All right, he is 58 minutes north.
Right. Well, that shouldn't take too long to jump.
No. But all the land around this is private. I'll have to work my way around. Okay, sending request to Mexico City. Need invite to Mexico
there's
City.
There's a public yellow flag just north of you. Just waiting to be taken over, too.
Oh, I didn't see that. Thank you. 15. Take over. 3 leather. Bam.
And it's still yellow. No, it turned purple. Okay. Whose hut is that?
What?
Whose hut is that?
Oh, whose cabin?
26.
Don't know.
View profile. Last acted 3 years ago. Lucky bastard. Lost interest before the game died.
All right, I'm not seeing any more circles north. I'm going to have to dig a path. Hey, a backpack. You want that backpack?
Sure, I always take a backpack. Where?
It's there. To the right.
Next to the troll.
Next to the troll.
Right underneath the dagger.
All right, I'll change my gear. Back to poison.
What did you do to those stags?
Huh?
They look like they're suffering radiation poisoning.
Oh. It's a level, I don't know what it is, but... Yeah. Could use that wood. Could use that leather. Thank you. You need leather? Take it.
Okay.
Did I give you... You got chopping gloves?
I don't care.
I said, do you have chopping gloves?
I don't.
No. Well, here, I'll give you some.
Buak has sent your kingdom a reply.
He should be showing up any minute now.
Can he get past my standing on your invite?
Here, I just dropped a chopping glove. Go pick it up.
Yay!
Now, see if you can... Oh, you can't go in a cabin. Oh, there he is! Hello, King! Oh, he can't hear us.
That would scare the hell out of anybody.
I know. Our king is scary.
La Muka Locha. We got these demons from hell, the Spider King and the Skull King.
Where the guy is, his house is now in Mexico City. Do you have a location for Mexico City?
Me, no. I was on my way there when you took the wind out of my sails.
I'm talking to the king.
Apparently my chopping gloves were not working.
You gotta go inside a building to put them on.
You gotta go inside your place to put them on. That's right, that's why they weren't working. Okay, so now we're here. How do we find this guy's place?
We got to go to Mexico City.
Oh, you're still hopping. I got you.
Yeah, I'm hoping the guy comes back. Oh, there.
Where?
Okay.
Words of wisdom. Make peace, not war. Attack us again, and we will destroy you. Oh, you put that up.
I did.
And then you let Google translate it. And it probably came out all screwed up, and so he tried to burn it.
Well, he doesn't want anybody to know that he's attacked somebody. It's got his name on it.
Somebody does not want to share their lines. They're all private. Hobos Kaboogle. Kaboogle?
Hang on, I'm typing. Hello, you have a Mexico City estate? Where's the circle? Uh-oh. Miss Booty's coming.
Miss Booty.
Yep. I think she replied to the the Kingdom Chat invite.
And she is responding to the PK, the DD&D, whatever. Hopefully she calls in.
Oh, she hasn't followed the invite. She responded to, the whole shutting down thing. I'll have to go back and read that. I'll take a screenshot of it now and read it later. Buak says, just a second.
Cool.
Let's see how many signs I have in my inventory. He'll freak out if we find him again. I got one sign. I'll place it right next to his house.
I'll put a war camp on the other side.
There you go. Oh, yeah, I can build a war camp, too. Mexico City.
Did you give calling instructions? No, you said go DD&D.
Ah, what's his name? Let's see here. I can't remember his name now. Tom. I got it. Tom Assault.
Tom Assault?
Yeah.
Tom Assault.
Noob. More noob than us. LOL.
We should be encouraging him, not...
Yeah, I'm trying to encourage him not to attack other people. He attacked Prepper because she didn't speak English. That's not a reason to attack somebody.
Well, if you can't communicate with them, they must not be human. Therefore, it's okay. Like this dragon right here. It doesn't speak Latin, so I'm going to kill it.
Kill the dragon, kill the dragon, kill the dragon, kill it dead.
Yeah, more likely it's going to kill me because I'm wearing my noob wear.
Miss Booty has sent a kingdom reply.
She's going to have a look.
Oh, yeah, too bad I don't have that gear memory scroll. I'd give it to you right now. See how much I need to make one. Oh, I need one more parchment. And 30 more platinums.
Feel free to call in. Wow, I actually survived the dragon. He's still there.
But yeah, we're on the podcast right now while we're playing the game. You can call in if you like.
Who threw the dragon?
You and me.
No, somebody threw it. I'm running around right now trying to preserve my life.
Oh, my trolls and myself. Let me get my sprite. I got a powerful sprite.
I should probably just heal myself. I usually don't. I just let myself die.
Oh, I got to heal myself. That's a powerful dragon. There, grab that backpack.
It had a backpack. Oh, my God.
I got magnetic boots on.
Woo! I got 3 more spaces. How come
this
tower didn't attack? This tower didn't attack anything.
He killed the carnivorous lily in 3 shots.
DD&D crawler hatchling plus 25. I almost attacked it.
Oh, yeah, I almost attacked it too.
Whose is it? It's yours?
That's mine. I don't have his city, but I will in just a bit, LOL. Oh, yeah, let's see. Okay, I didn't get a respond on the chat.
So we're still sitting there at the old place.
He's going to take us to the new place.
Okay, so what's taking him so long?
He hasn't got an estate. He's contacting his friends for an estate.
Ah. I wish to move. Move me.
Yeah, once he has it, he'll go there and send us an invite. I'm pretty sure.
And I'll just tag on yours.
There you go.
Off to war. You want to scrounge? That's, yeah, this is, okay, that's Trade Chat where they're talking about that stuff. Yeah, Trade Chat's breaking down. They're not really talking about trade so much anymore.
Now everybody's talking about the end of PK.
Legion Joe lets player versus player on the streets. Can anyone tell me what an NCS means, please? Name change scroll. Okay, that answers that question. I didn't know either. What does a name change scroll do? Even I know that one.
Oh, Miss Booty's from another country. I don't think she can call in unless she can Skype it or
something. Yeah, that's probably why Miss Longyear by Ann didn't call in.
Right. They can go and do it online. They can log in online. With the PC, I don't think they can do it with their phone, though.
No. I have a feeling I'm not going to wake up in time tomorrow.
Oh, I think. Okay. We're just standing around waiting.
He disappeared.
He did.
Which means he went someplace. Look at all the people following you. Woohoo! Hit it again, hit it again, hit it again.
You already got this. Oh, not DD&D.
That's, you know. View profile. Argentina. What are we doing in Argentina?
Oh, that's... He hasn't sent an invite yet.
Oh. Oh, you brought us here.
Yeah, this is where that guy took Prepper, and then Prepper took us.
Right.
You're going to make me kill trolls.
No, I'll kill them.
Yeah, that's all right, I'll kill them.
Oh, you're killing them. Oh.
Yeah. Trying not to kill trolls, but I can make peace with them, so.
Yeah, it only cost you 10 berries.
Cool.
What a freaking mess.
Stop chopping till I get done killing. Too bad there's not a house here. You can go inside the house and put them gloves on.
Any house will do?
Any public or... I think any public house will do.
Yeah, but if I'm dropping, it distracts them. It makes it easier for you to kill them.
No, they run away from me and run after you whenever you start chopping, and I gotta go attack them again. And then they start healing because they're on a tree.
See, you need me to chop down the trees.
Well, I got three trolls between you and me, so he can't get past my trolls. Now you can chop trees while I collect all this.
Swag?
I guess.
It's so freaky watching a crawler crawl around with you.
Makes me
itch.
Yep.
Makes you itch. I'll send him home. I don't need him right now. Kill the boar.
No, have the boar follow you around.
Yeah, we're about to warp to Mexico City.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really want to hurt the guy. I just want to scare him a little bit because he's... Oh. DD&D and Doc Harry's here. No. Oh, that's... There he is.
That's the guy?
That's the guy. He looks like Doc Harry.
How much salt? Did you just go fighting on him?
Do what?
You just go salt on him? You just go,
I didn't attack him yet. I'm going to do a map chat.
Hola, amigo.
Hola.
Hola, amigos.
Yeah, my phone does not understand Espanol, so I can't even try to say something in Spanish.
You just sent me a friend request.
Send him a message that says, stop burning and attacking our stuff, and we will leave you alone.
I'd gladly accept your friend request, but you keep attacking us.
See, he can't friend me because he blocked me. So he can't send me, I don't think he can send me a friend request for like 3 days now. Because he can't unblock me for 3 days.
Right. He can't talk to you, but he can see you.
Yes. But he doesn't speak English. Oh, I gotta go to Kingdom Chats. Tom Assault is here now.
I'd gladly accept your friend request, but you keep attacking my friends. And if he knows what a noob looks like, he thinks I probably look like a noob.
All right. I'm going to Google Translator. Translator. Translator.
Honestly, you should take whatever translates into whatever language and translate it back to English and see how badly it does that. If it still says the same thing you said originally, you probably get a good translation. Otherwise...
Stop attacking and burning, and we will be friends. Oh, wait. Stop attacking and burning our things, and we will be your friend.
He just popped out.
Sorry, I'm going to send this to you. So you can... How do you... Crap. Stupid phone. Translate English to Spanish. Go.
Stop attacking my friends and my friend's stuff.
Stop attacking my friend and burning his stuff, and we will leave you alone.
All right, and then after that, after sending that message, I will accept his friend request, but you let me know the moment he attacks your stuff, and I will unfriend him.
Copy. The king has not come back. Nope. All right. D.
Oh, don't know why you attack Prepper. She's a kind and gentle soul.
Yeah.
She's made from ephemera. Okay. Copy message. No, I don't want to copy player's name. Copy text. Thank you. Back. Tom Assault. Reply. Paste. Send. Now, I'm going to accept a friend request.
Yeah, see, he blocked me, so he can't say anything to me. But he did on a map chat say, please, or peace. I think he said peace. I can't, I'd have to translate it, but I did a screenshot of it. Let's see here. Oh, it was on my tablet. Hang on. I gotta look at my tablet.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways his name could be taken. Tom Assault. Tom Assault.
Gallery.
I should probably check that gift that Zero sent me.
Yeah, that would be a good time to do it.
There it is. Gift box from Zero. Thank you, Zero. I'm opening it now.
He goes, P-A-Z, whatever that means. I think it means peace. And then
Diamond
he says,
Poison Gear Shuriken. Ooh.
I was building. You see all those territories around the city that are purple? I built up guard towers all around his city. And see, he made me an enemy. No, he made Prepper an enemy. And then I popped in, and I made him an enemy. So anyways, so Prepper and I both put guard towers all around the city. So anytime he pops into the city, he gets attacked by guard towers. And his house and all of his refinery was there in that city. So he goes... and then he had one flag, and so I destroyed it too and took it over, and Prepper was going to build a tower there, and then he popped in and says, P-A-Z, make Piro no destroying mi casa. And I said, okay, peace. I figured that's what he meant.
Okay.
So I backed off, and then he relocated.
Okay, the shurikens replaced my crossbow, but they're plus 24.
I'm sorry, what?
Diamond Poison Gear Shuriken. That's the gift from Zero. It replaced my crossbow.
Shuriken. That's... What is that? Is that like a...
Well, let's hop to another square and I'll test that on something.
Okay. Let's hop to my guard tower. there's some aliens for you to kill.
Trudens. Okay, Vicious Troden. I'm attacking the one up in the front corner there. Let's see what happens.
Oh, okay. They're like ninja stars.
I throw little balls at him.
So you have an unlimited supply of ninja stars?
Well, let's see how much damage that did to my equipment. They're still at 300%, so I guess
cool.
So.
Fire away. I'm going to try to take a screenshot.
You can see when they hit.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't fire automatically. I got to attack each time.
Oh, that kind of sucks.
You can see the one hanging in my hand.
Yeah. Bing.
Oh, those are your guys. Sorry. I almost attacked a troll.
If they're wearing... Yeah. Oh, yeah, my trolls look like normal trolls, except they got really cool weapons.
Okay, so that troll is just vicious. And it's not yours.
Yeah, I'll let you kill him. That one's not mine either. I'm taking my trolls up north so you can attack those.
Right.
See, my trolls have...
Okay, I do automatically, but it's not as often as shooting crossbow bolts. I don't know what level he was, but I took out more than half his life with one throw.
Did you want those?
I was reading the sign.
Oh.
Another one.
All four corners, the same sign. I had guard towers. My guard towers there on the left, and Prepper's was on the right. We took down half of our guard towers, so we had 8 guard towers there total, but we left 4. And I was going to come back and take them down later, but this guy's stirring up trouble.
Did you know you can visit Crystal Patches?
Yeah.
As I recall, they don't count as buildings, so you can visit them even when you're an enemy.
Oh, right. Yeah, you can also visit troll huts once you get troll lore. There's some more trees for you to chop.
Woohoo. Somebody tried to take the berry off of this one.
Somebody what?
Somebody took the berry off of this one.
Oh. Probably Thomas Salt.
Let me guess, that's not one of yours.
On the left, no. But he's not... Oh, let me attack him because he's going to attack you when you start chopping that tree. Like
yep.
That. Like, oh, no!
Smack!
He's going.
No, don't go down there. Smack! Smack!
Oh, he almost got you. Oh! He got you.
You know what's funny about that, though?
Now my...
If you stand clear of the tree, he will let me cut the tree down. He honestly will.
My trolls are guarding you.
It's okay, troll brother. He may chop down that tree. But it's a tree! Don't let him chop it down! It's okay, he can chop that one down.
Don't let me chop trees. Once you get troll lure.
You know, the Trodents still attack me when I mine.
Oh, yeah.
I got Trodent Doctrine and they still attack me.
One message, kingdom.
And I confirmed it. I cannot see any further than I could before. The minds only show up about three circles away.
Oh, okay. The king says, because I put in the prepper put in the kingdom chat that Happy Valley was on fire. She thinks that they're destroying the hub. And I said, I think I'm going to start trading in LA to be safe. What would happen if the hub is destroyed and you have items for sale there? And the king says, I don't think they can destroy a major trade hub city anymore. After HIT, that one big nasty group, destroyed New York City trade hub, or destroyed the whole city, the developers did something so it couldn't happen again. Because Because a lot of people lost a lot of stuff when New York City fell.
Right.
But I wouldn't trust anything right now. If you have stuff in Happy Valley, just hope that it either sells or gets returned before it falls. Only 1 month left. Everybody is going to be burning everything they can get to.
Yep.
It's the APK... Oh, it's the...
Apocalypse.
Oh, it's the apocalypse. Yeah, he spelled it funky.
He may have spelled it wrong. I mean, he's probably just as bad as you.
Yeah, I can't spell either. Oh, hey, I leveled up. I get a gem. It's a topaz.
Oh, boy.
Yay for the retarded kid.
Woo, 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 woo.
Rubies are supposed to be more expensive than topazes. But right now, topazes are more expensive than rubies.
So apparently this group of date sites got a hold of my name and signed me up.
Oh, I hate it when it's...
Anastasia Date's been hitting me hard, and they're all Russians, all right? I mean, Czechoslovakia, I can't think of any others off the top of my head, but, you know, that's the places where they're from. When I go to this site, none of them are from the U.S., even though they allow you to search, okay?
Right.
So, then I start getting hit up by Latina... I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, it has another name after Latina. All right, another word. And it's, I don't think it's English. All right? And so I follow those links just out of curiosity. And it's a whole bunch of women from Argentina, Ecuador, basically South America. All right? And so when the page finally loads up completely, the format is identical to Anastasia Date. They just changed the colors. They changed the colors and the font. Other than that, the format's identical. You'd kind of like it because they give birthdays on every single contact.
Oh, I know. I was actually a member of Anastasia Date, but I didn't see the point in spending thousands and thousands of dollars to just talk to somebody and probably never meet.
Right. Yeah, there's that too. Yeah, apparently I have 10 points, which will allow me one reply.
Yeah.
Now, if she contacts me, I get free chat with her. okay? But there's so many of them contacting me, I suspect that most of them are bots.
Well, they do have automatic messages that they can send out. But I have a friend, well, he's not really a friend, he's an old acquaintance, we don't talk anymore, that signed up. He talked me into signing up. And he talked to a lot of women on there. And basically that first message they send out is an automated message to get attention. So it's kind of a, it kind of looks bottish, but it's not. Most of the women on there, if not all, are real women.
Right. Okay, so there's Anastasia Date and, I've been talking to this girl out of Texas. Her ex has taken her little boy away from her, little five-year-old boy. I don't know his story, but, I don't know. I think she made a bad move by moving to Texas. She's brought to this country by this guy, and then he goes and gets a girlfriend on the side after getting her pregnant, and he wants her to be okay with that. And so she's been here for about 5 years because that's how old the child is. And she moved to Texas, but she doesn't know anybody there. She just, you know, no family, nothing, no support. All right? I don't know her well enough to know why she moved out of Texas, out of Colorado. But Colorado claims custody, you know, claims jurisdiction. And so every time she turns around, she has to go back to Colorado. And her story's a little funny. They'd promised to share the child, you know, and everything. So he was spending time with the child and then ran off with the child to Colorado. So she tracked him down, and she kicked him in the nuts. But they used that against her and said she was violent.
Of course.
And took her boy away. So now she's fighting to not lose her boy. Anyway.
Anyway. Too bad
you didn't
get some
chocolate. Latina is the other site. I mean, not one of these girls is ugly. Even the old ones. But it makes you wonder.
Well, they Photoshop a lot of them.
No doubt. And then Badu keeps contacting me, but I removed that app from my phone because it really wasn't giving good results, you know. Anybody out there looking at the date sites, Scout gives very interesting results.
Right.
But they're usually pretty questionable. So, it could be where I'm living. Then again, it wouldn't show you anything that wasn't close to you, would it? It keeps showing me international stuff. It's like, I want local. I just don't want... I can't say it. We might have friends listening that are what I was about to say.
Yeah. Well, this other guy, too, Die Chunky. I'm guessing Die Chunky came to Thomas Salt's rescue.
Ah.
And told me earlier, this is earlier, like 1,300 hours, He said, remove towers. I said, tell your friend to stop attacking innocent people. Remove or down all. Tell your friend to stop attacking innocent people, and I will remove. We will remove.
Well, what's wrong with the towers? If he doesn't attack you, the towers won't attack him.
Well, actually, he made us an enemy, so the towers automatically will attack him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so if he makes peace with you, the towers will stop attacking him.
Right. Well, I removed half the towers. Well, I removed half of mine, and Prepper removed half of hers. And we were going to go back and remove the other half later, because he's not there anymore anyway, so what's the point? But I really have better places to put my towers than there. I don't like it when people attack innocent people. It pisses me off.
Well, if you sent your kingdom a reply.
Ah.
Okay, I'm dead, so hold on. Okay. Pick up that backpack. All right. Do I need to move away from the tree?
Hello. I sent the message says, never mind the invite. He showed up and sent David Ray a friend request, so we sent him back a message. De jure de attaqueur, I know I'm butchering this, amigo, ya la quima de sus casas, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
And I'm going to go back to what I was doing.
Yeah, we sent him a whole bunch of blah, blah, blah. I cannot message him anymore because he blocked me. And he goes, LOL, so it is all good? Question mark. I cannot read Espanol or Spanish. I said, me neither. I trust Google did a good job translating, LOL. And he said, LOL back. And so Miss Booty said, so enjoy, and can I translate my, transfer her weapons. I don't understand.
I don't know either.
He's probably talking. She's talking about to the new game. I doubt it.
Oh.
Well, I guess I'll send him a peace request then, because I'm
enemy.
I enemy him a few minutes after I left you. LOL.
Right.
Okay.
Did he get a look at Buok before he ran?
Copy and paste.
Are you sending me another one to copy and paste?
Espanol message to him also.
Is that what he said? Miss Bell laughing my ass off. Oh, you can copy and paste it.
Oh, Miss Booty's here.
Yeah, I just saw her accept the invitation. Let me go look. I want to see what she looks like.
She looks nerdy.
She does.
But she's pretty powerful. Oh,
I got to do a screenshot because on this device, I can't expand the screen.
She just beeped out.
Yeah, she did before I could get the phone to work right.
She's probably putting the place location in her inventory.
Okay. Well, take us to the center of town.
Sir, yes, sir.
Please.
That'd be funny if she popped back over to where we were. She's not here anymore, if that's where she went. I'm not attacking that because I don't want to kiss you.
Yeah, I'd rather not kiss you either.
Even
if it's virtual.
What are those things called again?
Missile terrors.
Yeah.
All right. So it looks like everything's done, so I'm going to return from visit.
All right, get out of here. I think if the king messages him, he might get the point, because the king is way more powerful than we are.
Yeah. If he figures out how to read profiles and such. Hey, I got new monsters to play with over here. Cool.
Well, he's got friends. Although the friends in his friends list are not very old either. So, here he is. View profile. He's one day old.
My shurikens are actually hurting an epic troll.
He's one day old.
If I keep running, I might actually kill this thing in short order.
Thomasault is one day old.
Really?
Yeah, he does have a somewhat powerful friend. Oh, yeah, he does have one powerful friend, a girl. I think that's the girl that showed up right after I started attacking him. And I asked her, I says, are you here to protect your friend who attacked us? And she said, no. And she might have been a little scared because I looked kind of scary with my...
Spider?
You know. Yeah, and if she looked at my kingdom, that might have intimidated her too because they only have two members in their kingdom.
Are they both active?
They're probably not that active. But anyways, I sent the message to her in Espanol for him to quit attacking innocent people. And we will leave him alone.
Yeah, you probably made it too complicated, and Google couldn't get it right.
It's okay.
Stupid Americans, they can't speak Spanish properly. Wow, I like the shurikens. Thank you, Zero. Oh, they're poison. So even if I don't hit them twice, they end up dying from the poison.
Yes.
That does make it difficult to track down this tag that you hit. Because it keeps running every time it feels pain. Oh, personal. Thomas Salt wants to be your friend. He says, okay. So hopefully it was a good enough translation.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him in English. You might then peace request
to Kano and Prepper.
To Prepper and there we go.
He may not be able to for 3 days because he blocked us. Oh, my battery's low. And it's 11 o'clock. Oh, wait, it's 11 o'clock here. It's 10 o'clock there. We're 1 hour over our podcast. And nobody called in. We suck.
I thought Zero was listening live.
No, he's not listening live. He'll listen after.
Oh. Oh, so the longer he goes, the longer he has to wait. You are evil man. The longer he has to wait, and the more he has to listen to us jabbering on about assaulting some poor noob.
Who overstepped his
bounds. We have no right to call a noob anyway because we're still kind of noobs ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Kingdom. Happy Valley on Fire. I think. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's happened, and people lost their crap.
Yeah, so don't put anything in Happy Valley.
Wow, he murdered Apocalypse.
Yeah, that's why I didn't understand what he said. It took me a minute.
App Coley Piss.
It's all good.
No, it's actually pretty close to Apocalypse. It's a funny way of spelling it. Oh, he put... It makes sense. He capitalized the P and K.
Right.
And then altered, you know, he altered the spelling of Apocalypse to put PK into the spelling and capitalized the PK. It's a PK-olypse.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm sorry, Buwak. I'm just very slow. I bow to the king.
Up with his head!
I bow to the king with his supreme wisdom in the choosing of letters for the spelling.
Never question the king. You should know better than that.
Oh, my. All
right. Go to bed. I'm going to download this from Free Conferencing.
What? You mean I have to walk my dog?
What?
I'm going to walk my dog one more time, see if I can get a little bit further south.
Yeah. I'm going to log off the game with my phone and log in with my tablet because my battery on my phone is at 14%.
Hunting dog plus zero.
Oh, I got
Ben
text.
Head home.
Oh, it's from you. 2 minutes still. Just now got your text.
Yeah, it's like, it's time for the podcast. No, we got 2 minutes still.
Same diff.
I know. Seeing as you're starting 15 minutes early in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sucks. A dog took me further north. I hate that.
I'm not going to get my ranger hat.
No. Well, it truly is the end of the world then.
Yeah. Hopefully somebody saves it. Alright, I'm off to the hub. Oh,
I'm gonna lay some leather and some leather and some wood, and I'm just gonna start walking south.
Walking south.
Yeah, because the dog keeps taking me further north, and I don't want to go north.
Yeah, I saw this ring available in the market that allows you to have two or three extra minions following you.
Woohoo.
I know, right?
Can you say about this thing more?
Huh?
Never mind.
So anyways, I was going to get it, but I didn't have enough gold, and I was trying to earn enough gold, but I can't earn enough gold because everybody's squishing the market on food, and I refuse to sell for less than 2,000 gold, 2,000, one food for 2,000 gold.
Ah.
So I can't make the money that I was making before when I first started, when food was like 3,500 gold a piece when we started. But anyway, so I didn't get the ring in time. Now it's gone. But I'm gonna keep an eye out for it because I want that.
Well, then you should have attacked that missile terror, even though you didn't want to kiss me.
I can still do that. Where is it?
And I got a bunch of rings for you to polish if that's,
But
to this point, I think, wow, I love this shirt again. You should look for this one, market.
There he is. Vicious.
What? You didn't give me any leather? What a waste.
Bang, it's a ring. It was a grand ring. Me likes.
Yeah. Polish that puppy.
Polish that puppy. I don't know if I have enough.
Stone Golem decided to attack me.
Yeah, I got enough.
His rocks are hurting me a little bit more than my shurikens are hurting him.
I'm not a fan of shurikens.
And I had to have chopped down all the trees already, so yeah, he just killed me. But he's poisoned. He's slowly dying even though I'm dead. He attacked me. I didn't attack him. He just attacked me again. The booger won't even let me pick up my own backpack. Okay, I got the backpack. I'm not even aggressive, and he's still attacking me. You got no choice but to kill him.
Yeah, we need more experienced players calling in so they don't have to listen to noobs talk.
Yes. Please do.
Noob talk. Noob talk radio.
Who's a noob? You're a noob.
I'm a noob, you're a noob, everybody is a noob. Whoa! Oh, okay. Scared me. One of my trolls has a wind spear that I got a good deal on the market.
Cool.
I got a good deal on... Oh, that one guy that invited me to trade or whatever. He didn't really speak all that good English either, but he spoke English. He wanted me to drop all my backpacks. He put
yes.
these really good weapons on the market really cheap and then invited me to his location.
Makes you wonder how he acquired them.
Yeah, and then asked me to drop all my backpacks so that he can upgrade them for me. I was like, that's a scary question to ask me.
Drop them now. I got friends in important places. Bye.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, well, that's not what he said, but it's close. He was like, yeah, he was like, drop all, or whatever, and then he said,
you don't know who you're messing with.
Yeah, that's what he said. Then I picked up my backpacks. Oh, I did drop my level 1 backpacks.
What for?
Just to test him. To see if he was being honest or not. I wasn't going to drop all my backpacks. I just dropped my level 1s. Or at least half of them. I don't remember exactly how many I dropped. But I dropped a handful of backpacks. Not a lot, but a handful. And they were lower level backpacks. I didn't drop any of my level 5s. Because I had 1,000 level 5s. And I had like maybe 100 level 1s. So I dropped the level 1s. I was like, okay, if you upgrade my level 1s. I didn't want to drop my level 0s. But then again, it probably would have been whatever. Anyway, so I dropped my level 1s to see if he was being honest or not. Maybe not all of them, but some of them.
Did he give you any?
And then that's when he said to drop all my backpacks. And that's when I grabbed my level 1s and got out of there. Because he said it very demandingly. And as I was porting out of there in the map chat, he goes, I'm not one to mess with or something like that. And
how do you have time to even type that?
I don't know. Maybe he voice texted it. Now, this is weird. You can't use resin on your troll's weapons.
Okay. So take them away and use resin on them.
Yeah. My spear was down to 10%, though. I needed to repair. I haven't been paying attention to my weapons. Okay. They're all leveled up except for that one shield that the troll is using. I'll have to go, I'll have to unequip it. Manage. Unequip. Dang it.
Yeah, basically I'm just throwing saw blades at everything.
And then go back to manage. And then slot 3. Boom. Okay, they're all leveled up. Somebody. Oh, no, okay. I just killed a Yeti.
Can't create while aggressive. That makes me very agitated.
Oh, yeah, I have to go make peace with the trolls now that somebody made me attack them.
You want some berries sent your way?
No, I'm good. I have 2,530 berries. And
well,
I put 1,000.
And you can make peace 200 some odd times a day.
I know, right? and I put like 1,500 of them on the market.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the feeling. I was putting stuff on the market when I got the message. Plus, they pulled everything off the market.
Who?
I was putting stuff on the market when I got the message. Oh, I got one of these cat lady things here. And she dropped a parchment. You want me to pick it up?
Yes. Okay. I need more to make a gear memory scroll.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let me go over here and make peace real quick.
There you go. I'll be, you might find me dead when you find me because I'll be chopping down dust trees.
Dust trees. Put on them chopping gloves. Let's see here.
Yeah, I'd have to do that.
There's no make peace option.
With who?
The trolls. Oh, I guess I have to make peace with a troll itself. Let me go back over here real quick. Ah, there it is. Make peace. You have made peace with the troll.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. So now I'll go collect 3 of the berries that I just gave away from the trees. And now I will follow your invites. Feathers. Yeah, I got like 12,000.
So many of you.
Do what?
I got to drop that parchment that I picked up. There really was no point in me even picking it up because this is the circle I found it in. She's to your left. Do you want to kill her?
Heck yeah.
But she dropped one without me even having to say anything to her.
I'm gonna call my crawler to fight.
So if you have 2 default fireplaces, can you place both of them in your place?
No, unfortunately. Well, you can, but it'll place one right over the other one, so you really won't see it.
Redundancy.
Yeah, she did not drop a parchment this time.
I just dropped one, so I made up for her.
And I just threw a snowball at you.
Yes, and you hit the parchment and made my face white. What's this?
Okay.
Been here before. This sucks. I just walked to one of my own places.
Hang tight, and I will make you a gear memory scroll.
What am I going to use it for?
Oh, no, I can't. I put my platinum on the market. I got to wait till tomorrow. I'll give it to you tomorrow. So you can change from a noob to your regular thing.
But that's going to cost me one of my little... That'll cost me one of my slots, won't it?
One of your what?
I've got 3 slots to put skills in. I had to put my grill memory scroll in one of those slots.
Oh, no, you can make them sticky and put it at the top of the list.
Oh, okay.
And then you could just go there and click on it.
So basically, to change back and forth, I need 2.
Yes. So once I've got 1 or 2 on the market right now. Once they return, and I get more platinum, I'll give you 2 of them.
Oh, cool! It's a bunch of bubbles. There might be a rock point here. I might find a rock to chase.
Bubbles? Oh, bubbles.
Well, you know, the way I arranged them. I might have ran out of feathers when I was doing it, or leather, whatever. So just to the south of us right now is a place where I've been before.
Epic, taking out an epic stone golem.
Woohoo. I can actually kill those now with my shurikens. I have to run like hell, but...
I don't have to run anymore.
I do. But the poison takes hold for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm wearing poison armor.
That sounds risky.
No, if they attack me, they get poisoned.
I understand. It still sounds risky. I smeared poison all over my armor so that you will die if you attack me.
Yeah.
Oh, so if I poke my sword through your armor, then there'll be poison on the tip of my blade? Yes.
I have a dragon shade. I mean, a diamond shade dragon shield, which I got real cheap on the market too. The diamond itself's worth 2 million gold. And I got the shield. I got the shield for less than 1 million gold. So, and the shade metal's worth, I think, close to, I don't know what it's worth, I forgot. And the shield itself, without anything in it, is very expensive also.
Well, that was a waste of a barrier. I'm about to die.
So I got a diamond shade dragon shield at level 25. Oh, that's another thing. The level was, I think it was level 24, and I upgraded it to level 25. But it was already at, like, level 24, and I got it for under 1 million. It was like a steal. Like I said, the diamond alone goes for about 2 million on the market. So I have that. The shade, I forgot what the shade metal does, but I think it weakens their blow. And then before I was using just a regular shade shield. I had my regular shield, and then Miss Booty took my shield and put shade metal in it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I had to pay for it, but she had the ability to do it. I guess I did too. I just didn't know it, but. But I didn't have I was still real new. So she hooked me up, she crafted it for me.
Okay, I'm about to move. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to build a new flag.
I got my amethyst dead spear at level 24 that Jazz gave me. Of course, I leveled it up. He also gave me the ruby. Oh, no, he didn't give me that. He gave me a poison spear. And I ended up getting... Did he give me the poison? Yeah, he gave me poison. No, he had to give me dead. No, that's the one he gave me. He gave me the dead. Amethyst dead spear. And then he also gave me the ruby poison dragon scale mail. And then I bought a ruby dead crossbow on the market. It's at level 22.5. I got a decent deal on it too, but I can't remember what I paid for it. And then I made my amethyst banish spear, and I made my topaz banish crossbow. And then I bought a banished spider dragon scale mail at like level 24 for, I think it was just under 1 million gold also. maybe it's just over a million, but that alone, it doesn't have a stone in it. I got to put a stone in it. That alone, a couple million dollars, or a couple million gold, not counting the fact that it's leveled up. So, oh, yeah, okay, and then I'm using the same shield either way. My dragon shade shield. It's already at level 25, though. It's a really good shield. But I'm still leveling up my other stuff. Now that I got trolls, I got weapons and armor and shields for them. So I got to level all them up. But I got a really good deal on level 18 breastplates. So I got all my level 18 and 19 breastplates. So I got all my trolls level 18 and 19 breastplates.
Please notice, I am chopping down a tree while trolls are standing by, ready to attack me.
But yeah, that's the advantage to watching the market. You see good deals, you snatch them up.
You have to understand what a good deal is when you see it. And then you have to have a million. Or two.
Right.
Right. Which now, I've never achieved. I was just catching on to how to do it, and the world came to an end.
Right, and the market was falling out on food.
It was, and I was figuring out how to deal with that anyway. And I was actually starting to make a profit. The food wasn't moving as I wasn't getting food back as quickly as I wanted to, but I was still getting some food back, and I was making money. So I'll probably get a lot of money coming back from the market once it finally, you know, a week's passed by. But let's see, is there anything else I really want here? Yeah, that wolf and that.
Oh, I almost woke up the Megathor.
Megathor. You can do that, cool.
I was going to attack this stag. I saw your whatchamacallit come out of nowhere. I was like, what? Where'd that come from? And then I seen you. I was like, you're not down there anymore. What's that thing called? That ninja star that you got?
Okay, I'll tell you in a second. Right now I'm kind of busy using it.
Bam! Spider's dead.
They're not attacking me. Okay, so since they're not attacking me, it is called a diamond poison gear shuriken.
Shuriken. What
now,
level is it?
24. And I've only used 4% off of its health so far.
So that's like a $2 million shuriken. 2 million gold shuriken.
Yeah. If this game goes on beyond next month, I'm really going to feel guilty.
For what?
And I'm really going to miss it when I return it to zero.
Oh, he probably won't want you to. It was a gift, remember?
It was an end-of-the-world gift.
True, you can ask him if he wants it back.
Oh, yeah, that's your guy. I'm sorry. How do I make these?
Here, hang on. I can travel. I don't know if I can call my guy off or not.
Okay, I'm out of range. I'm not shooting it anymore. I'm not shooting it anymore. Okay, I didn't mean to attack that one. I saw the shield and I go, uh-oh. Well, I took off half its life.
Do what?
I was killing it.
No, I was about to heal it. It was already damaged.
Okay.
And then I saw it start attacking you, and I kind of held off what I was doing to see if I could see What
you
I would
protect this troll that's not yours.
Let me see if I can move my guys away from you.
You know, I'm sorry. I just see trolls, I start swinging, you know? I want the backpacks. That'd be funny. I think when you're trolls and got a backpack off of it.
No, that wouldn't happen.
No.
One of my trolls went away.
I know.
And I can't call it back because I have a skeleton minion.
Oh. Want me to kill him?
No, I can destroy it. But I'm going to go send my pet home. And I'm going to go to the market. Where are we?
Antarctica.
Oh, okay. I will go home, because I can do that for free. I'm not wearing my rock boots anymore. Oh, I should have collected those.
You can say return from visit. It won't cost you anything.
I was in South America.
Well, you'd return to South America then. So whichever would be the best place. It'd be about 80-something from here.
That's okay. It's cheaper to go from our city to all the hubs than it is from pretty much anywhere else in the world.
Okay, you must have hopped off my invite because I don't see you anymore.
Yeah,
you know, got a missile terror right here. Normally I would attack it, but I'm never going to have enough food and refined oil to clean it, so.
Well, give it to me.
Fine, okay.
I'll clean it and sell it. Although my rings don't sell as much as I would like them to, I'm gonna have to work on lowering the price.
Epic missile terror. I wonder how long before my epic shurikens take it out.
All right, going to Thayer. Yeah, I'm not wearing my rock boots, so it costs me more to travel right now. But I got a lot of feathers.
Okay, at this rate, it's going to cost me 6 lives to kill it.
Drop. Rings.
Great. Well, I could wait until the poison stops poisoning it and then attack it again.
Yeah, I don't think that person put the ring back on the market. If he did, he or she, they priced it high. Or they put it in somewhere else. Oh, I don't want that. Heavy gaze, what's that? No, I don't want that either. Yeah. Well, that amulet gave me a lot of power, too.
Hey, you got an amulet?
Yeah.
So where would you get an amulet normally?
You either have to make it or you can buy it on the market. I forgot how to make them, but
So there's nothing you can kill to get one.
Well, you get the components to make it.
Which would probably be ring dust or ring fragments and.
Yeah. Fatality blow damage based on 9% or more killed enemy's life. So I get a 9% more attack on my enemy. Plus, my minions also have plus 3 attack automatically. And then this part isn't great, but it's still good. Plus 3 attack on sirens.
Okay, that epic missile troll was not really worth the effort. There was,
nope.
It left nothing.
Dang darn diddly.
It was epic. It should have left something epic. Even if it was an epic pile of doo-doo.
You should have gave me those rock shrine tickets while I was there.
Ah, you want me to invite you back?
Nah, it's okay. You want a crawler egg? No, you're not going to have enough food to use it. I might leave it at the Kingdom Warehouse. I was going to do that earlier, and then I forgot. Oh, dude started burning my sign. That's what I was doing before. Okay. I'm out of here. I'm going back to the Kingdom.
Who's burning your sign?
Thomas Salt was burning my sign.
Again?
No. That's why I left the Kingdom.
Oh.
Early. Because he was
prematurely because he was attacking you.
Huh?
You left prematurely because he was attacking you.
Yeah. I was going to drop this crawler egg in the Kingdom Warehouse for whoever wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to sell it, but I couldn't find a price on the market. So I was like, oh, I'll just leave it at the Kingdom Warehouse. Drop. It looks like an Easter egg. Yeah, I went to the Kingdom to earn some bricks.
Why?
I don't know.
Why am I still playing the game? Why?
Exactly. All right. Kingdom message. Loading. Come on and load already.
Yeah, that's right. Yell at it. That'll make it work better.
Oh, yeah, I need to find a monk, too, so I can buy a level-up thingy with my gem dust. That's another thing. You make a game. Don't make it so complicated to freaking level up. Just level up already. You know, that's probably slowing down the server, too. Crawler egg.
That's it. If I'm not going to sell anything anymore, there's no point in me gathering that stuff.
Kingdom Warehouse, if anybody wants to use it.
No point in collecting slug eggs or slug meat.
Larva meat? You can always sell it.
I'm not selling anything anymore.
Why not?
Mark burning.
I'm selling everything in L.A. and...
You don't think they'll burn L.A.? Trust me, they'll burn L.A.
They're not burning it right now.
True. You got time.
Yeah. Attack larva. Yeah, I have mining gloves on now, so... So I don't have my chopping gloves. My main focus right now is mining. I'm going to harden all my flags. Yeah, I'm going to harden all my flags just in case somebody buys PK. make it harder for people to burn my flags. So that's my main focus right now.
So, I'm not going to do this for all the animals in the game, but I think goats, we should be, we'll be breeding goats. I'm not sure how we'll do it, whether you'll have to have a male and a female goat, or just, you know, if you have more than one, you know, you can select to breed your goats or not breed your goats.
Right.
And then, you know, if you breed them, then there's a chance that half of them will have kids. And it'll be like trees. You'll have to tend goats for 5 days for them to fully mature.
I'm sorry, say that again?
You'll have to tend goats for 5 days for them to fully mature.
Oh, okay.
That's a ripoff from a game we know.
Nah, it's a goat, not a tree. Tree doesn't take 5 days to grow. It takes about two or three. Speaking of which, I got trees I need to check on.
So did you chop down all the trees or somebody else?
I chopped down some of them. You mean the ones around Eldo?
Oh, yeah.
Jazz or somebody came in and got them probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't touch any of them.
All right, parallel.
Dimension.
Dimension, here it is.
If you go to Kingdom Chat, that link you gave, I reposted it all by itself. So all I have to do is copy the text and drop it into a browser.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, anybody else who's listening who happens to be in our kingdom, but I bet you all the experienced players know that already.
Well, just go to Facebook and type in Parallel Dimension.
Yeah.
And it'll show up.
Well, you'll end up at some paranormal psychic place. Woohoo, another construct element.
Well, it looks like they've already got the beta game out.
Yeah, somebody was complaining about lagging, which would be typical of a beta.
Yeah. Yeah, they got pictures.
Does it look like Parallel Kingdom, or?
Well, no. Of the software, it looks like it's a game you gotta install on your computer.
Okay, I've been formulating another conspiracy theory as to what's going on. The CIA contacted them and wanted to use their game for social engineering. And basically create things in the game that you had to physically go to it in order to see it. And so they'd do that so that you'd go out and do spying for them without even knowing you were spying.
Well, who knows?
And they said, nope, we ain't going to do it. We ain't going to let you. So we're shutting down. And little did they know, they already had something in the works in the background already. They just had to rename it real quick and call it Parallel Dimensions instead of
parallel kingdom.
Don't know.
Parallel when we go to that game, we will be helping the powers that be because we're stupid and love our games too much.
Yeah. Parallel Dimension looks like it's a band.
Yeah, I told you. That's the kind of name, there's going to be a lot of things named that. You're going to have to find the link and follow it.
Yeah, I think I followed that link to the same place. All right, hang on. Oh, I sent it to my email. Hang on. I think I did. Here it is.
And for future reference, can you send a link like that to the chat? Send it all by itself. Don't say anything around it. You can say something before you send it and something after, but don't send it. Don't say anything during.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't thinking about it. All right, take the mobile extension off.
Obviously, you're not fully Virgo.
I'm not fully Virgo. I'm a Leo Virgo cusp.
There you go. See?
All right. I'm liking it, even though I don't know what it is. But what that will do is it will get me on the news feeds. I'm also going to save it.
Okay, Dave, we can be non-productive again. They got a new game to replace PK.
Right.
Yeah, it's almost 11.
If this is real, I suggest using Pro Boards if you need a free forum. If you need help setting something up, shoot me a message.
Yep.
Then this other guy wrote, will it have tech support? And they said, of course.
Well, Kingdom has tech support. The question is, will tech support respond?
Right.
Yeah, you should respond to that response and say, wrong question. Will tech support respond?
Yeah, they said, of course. Our community is our number one priority. If you're happy, we're happy. So they respond, but they're still new. When they get overwhelmed, they may not be so responsive.
Yep. Let's check my inventory real quick, see how many wood and... Oh, yeah, I'm not going to do this too much further. I only got 7 wood left.
All right, we're going on 3 hours again.
Yes, and I suggest in 4 minutes we quit so I have a chance of waking up in time tomorrow.
Yes, go to bed.
Yes, just as soon as
all
I...
All right.
Plant 3 more flags.
This concludes our podcast for DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Don't forget to go check out the new potential Parallel Dimensions. I will post it in the podcast. If you go to... If you click on the name of the podcast, it'll take you to the podcast page where you can read all the notes and everything like that, and I'll have it at the bottom of the notes for Parallel Dimensions.
if that game proves to be worth anything, instead of being a PK podcast, we'll be a PD podcast.
PD podcast.
Oh, we should keep it PK just for nostalgia.
Call it a DD&D PKPD podcast.
It's like, what are all these letters about? All right. Good night, folks.
Yeah. Good night. So long. Farewell. I'll be here saying goodbye. All right. Till
oh,
next
wait,
time.
I got lots of leather to collect.
Next Sunday at 7:45, 8 o'clock Central Time, we will start the podcast. If people start calling in, we'll start earlier because obviously we went over our 1 hour. So, yeah. All right, party on, folks, and maybe we'll see you in the new game.
Yes, maybe, if the new game ever goes to fruition.
Yes. So. All right, party on.
Party on. Good night.